Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Meditation Radio, and I'm your host, Jasmine Sampson. And today I thought I would focus the meditation. It seemed good to focus the meditation around how we feel about everyday troubles. So, taking a seat or lying with your back straight. And if you're sitting, letting your feet be flat on the floor, taking off high heels, putting books under your feet if you need to, choosing a chair that is going to support your back upright, so maybe with some cushions behind you. And if it's cooler where you are, make sure you have a shawl to keep you warm or a blanket. And it's a great idea to have a glass of water beside you and maybe a piece of paper to write down anything that comes during the meditation at the end. So, with preparations complete, closing your eyes and taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, consciously relaxing from the top of your head right down through your feet. And another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, relaxing down, imagining the breath flowing down through your feet. And a third deep breath into your nose, and hold it for a moment this time. And as you breathe out through your mouth, feeling a wave of relaxation, like a wave of warm, soothing water flowing over you, washing away everything except this present moment. As you relax and listen to the sounds around you, letting your breathing settle into whatever rhythm is going to work for you, your body will set the pace. And as you listen to the sounds around and are aware of the environment that you are in right at this moment, maybe it's peaceful, maybe it isn't, but whatever it is, just relaxing and letting it be okay. And imagining that you are surrounded by healing light, the light of unconditional love. Whatever colour that appears to you today, for me it's pink, it might be another colour for you. If nothing is obvious, choose pink. And letting that light surround you in a circle, about an arm's length in every direction. And feel it flowing over you and through you. It's like a soft, refreshing wash of water, dissolving all fear. Imagine yourself breathing it into your lungs and letting it flow throughout your body. Imagine it being absorbed by your skin. And as this unconditional love washes away all the surface stuff, imagine yourself like a whiteboard being wiped clean. And let's set the intention of working today with whatever it is that is most causing you anxiety in your everyday life. And as this intention becomes clear, notice what has happened in your body. You might be conscious of your anxiety, your worry, your concern, or it might not be conscious. But somewhere in your body, something will have tightened. I notice a little tightness in the chest and at the back of my shoulders around the spine. And when you've noticed this thing, and if you don't identify it, it doesn't matter. This will still work for you. Invite unconditional love to work with whatever is going on in your deep unconscious mind that shows up in the body right now. So we intend unconditional love to work with whatever it is that needs attention right now, whether you're conscious of it or not. And if you're meditating on behalf of someone else, imagine them surrounded by loving light that is at work for them in the highest way possible, whatever their need is right now, whatever they're ready to receive right now. So, relaxing, not trying to change anything, simply letting love do its work. And putting your attention on the light, on color. And allowing it to flow through you. Dissolving whatever knots there are, conscious and unconscious. That stops the easy resolving of this issue. Breathing in light. Allowing love, unconditional love, to flow to the deep recesses of your being. Body, mind, emotions, and soul. Working deep in your unconscious and subconscious mind. Filling you with peace, and stillness. If your mind is introducing thoughts, relax. And allow love to work with whatever it is that's coming to mind. Imagine that you are floating in a cloud of love and a stream of light flows through those thoughts and all that they represent. Love is powerful as well as gentle. It is soft and strong. And love, only love, creates life. So in every out-breath, you are letting go more and more deeply into transforming presence. The love that is in you. Meeting the love that is bigger than you. And together, you enable great change. However you are right now, letting that be okay. As your awareness expands and contacts the part of you that is bigger and wiser, in this human experience. Allowing all the love and wisdom that is in you to come to the surface. Flow your own love to any tension you might feel in your body or in your thoughts. Quietly saying, I love you to that part of yourself. Letting it be there, accepting it. Quietly saying, I love you to any thoughts or worry or thoughts of judgment or fear about yourself or others. Letting all of your resistance soften as you accept it and love it from the wise, loving part of you. Allowing that part to become part of your human consciousness. Feel yourself relaxing, making space for all the different parts of you. The parts of your life, the bits you like and the bits you don't like. Making space for them all to be there. All filled with light and with love. Breathing in forgiveness of yourself, a letting go of regrets and judgment about who you are, what you've done or haven't done. Softening in all the places where you encounter hardness in yourself. And imagining light, beautiful healing light, embracing and transforming your life. Allowing the answers to emerge gently, easily. Joyfully. And now letting this love that is you and is bigger than you flow out of your circle, wherever it wants to go. It might be that you know There's a person who comes to mind, or a situation, or maybe you don't. Love is purposeful and conscious. It knows where it's needed and where it can be received. Let it flow out into your world and bring blessing. Let yourself feel the flow of this loving energy through you. Let your heart open. Let it go before you into whatever your life decisions are that are coming up. Let it make a path for you to walk on lightly and joyfully. And as you imagine yourself walking this path of your life lightly and joyfully, let the love that is in you radiate out to those that you meet. Send them blessing. Imagine yourself as a radiant being of light, walking through life. And with each person you meet, the light that is in you recognizes the light that is in them. And each of you give and receive from light and love to each other. And if there's anyone who's particularly challenging to you at the moment, imagine them a little way ahead of you on the path. And pause just before you encounter the resistance between you. And connect in your imagination to the light and love that is in them, whatever the appearances. Remembering that all of our actions are either an act of love or a cry for love. And maybe they're shouting very, very loudly for love. Let you be the person who recognizes the cry. Allow the love that is you and the love that is much bigger than you to surround and fill this one, this challenging one, this hurting one. And send them blessing. Notice the pain that arises in you as you encounter their energy. And pause a moment there. And ask love to heal it. Ask love to resolve the difference between you. Ask love to bring inspiration and transformation. Ask that you be a bearer of love, a love bringer, a love giver in the world. And see yourself and this challenging one, this hurting one, surrounded and filled with light at work in both of you for healing and peace. And now, letting go of the images, letting go of who you have encountered in this journey today. Feeling yourself sitting in your chair or lying on whatever you're lying on. And surrounded once more with your own beautiful bubble of healing light, unconditional love and transformation. And letting your attention rest in your breath and in your body. Resting in the darkness behind your closed eyelids. Just breathing, letting all the changes be absorbed. And with your eyes still closed, beginning to listen, become aware again of the sounds around you. And still with your eyes closed, being aware of the room that you're in. Aware of all of the items that are in there. Or maybe there are people with you. And imagining love settling into everything in your immediate environment, in this room. Bringing blessing and order and harmony to everything that is there, everything that it represents about your life. And letting yourself feel part of your environment. And breathing in light and love, and breathing a blessing, a silent blessing or a spoken blessing, to everything around you. A blessing to your home. To your environment, whatever it is. To those that share it with you. And if you live alone, and even if you don't, to the physical world, to the trees, the flowers, the rain, the sunshine, the air, birds and animals, and the ground itself, in your patch. Be a blessing to your patch. Maybe there are other people in the building that you live in, if you live in an apartment block. Be a blessing to them. Breathe a blessing to them now. And as you begin to stretch and move with your eyes closed, feel yourself grounding again deeply into where you are. And as you open your eyes in your own time, gently keeping a soft focus, seeing, feeling, imagining, blessing flowing through all that you see and out into the world through you, connecting with others. Take a sip of water. Make a note, perhaps there may have been insights or ideas that came to you during the meditation. Take a few moments to be quiet before you go about whatever the day or the evening holds for you. Whatever life brings to you this week, connect regularly with that light that is inside you and the bigger light that you're part of. The action of unconditional love in and around and through you. Know that you are a blessing. Know that you are blessed.